Family First, Kylie speaking.
Hi, Dunn. This is Nick Irizarry. I'm calling on the behalf of my mother, Elsie Gonzalez.
On behalf of who?
Elsie Gonzalez.
Give me one moment. Yeah, hi. I think I called you yesterday.
Yes.
I wanted to just follow up. I know you've been in touch with Erica this past week. Hello?
Yes. I have the rest of the pay stubs from the from her bank.
Amazing.
And I
Amazing.
Was just wondering, do I say hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So I was wondering if I send them to the email that I got from the other coworker, or is there another email that you want me to send it to?
Can you just let me know what email she provided you with?
Evanjor? Give me 1 second.
I can just provide you with my email. That way it'll come straight to me. Do you have a pen?
Okay, can you text it to me? Because I'm driving right now.
Yeah, I could text it to you, but although a lot of my text messages were not going through today, I'm not sure if it's fixed yet. I'm not sure if it's coming through. That's why I would want to tell it to you over the phone.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get to my email.
Sure.
Okay, what is it?
C as in Charlie, Goldman. G as in gold, O as in octopus, L as in Larry, D as in dog, M as in man, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, family first, FAMILYFIRCHHC.com.
It was family first at what?
.com. Family first HHC. Two H's and then a C, .com.
Okay.
Like H's and halves.
Okay. As soon as I get home, I'm going to take the pictures. I'm going to send them over to you. And I'm also going to send your email to my brother because he has her life insurance.
Amazing. That's perfect. Great.
So the life insurance policy, if you don't get it today, you'll probably get it tomorrow in the afternoon sometime after you get out of work.
Okay, fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Okay, I have one more question. Because I'm going to be the one doing the home attendant thing for her. So,
yeah.
What after the process with the billing and all, after all this is done, what steps do I have to take to go to continue with the health aid process?
Well, once she's approved for the waiver program, we're going to have to, if you're interested in being a caregiver, which I think you are, then we're going to start onboarding. I'm going to have Monica, my onboarding coordinator, reach out to you. And she's going to let you know the onboarding requirements. But we're not going to go through that step until the patient's fully approved for the waiver program, just to, you know, confirm everything.
Okay? No problem.
Amazing.
Okay, I'll send everything over to you within the hour.
Great, thank you so much.